This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
This is Leslie Pops, and normally I'm in the background belling Serene and Pearl, but today I have the honor of introducing them. And I've been told that I'm extra bossy today, but I think sometimes there needs to be a boss in this room.
That's true.
And so, Belle, and off you go.
But you know what's funny? You go, Pearl.
Well, I was going to say, she does bell in the background, but you also hear her laughter in the background. You never listen back to these potties, do you, Serene?
No, I don't.
You don't. I do.
Yeah, I've just got too much going on, with, you know.
Yeah, your life's busier than mine.
No, it's not. It's just busy with loud things.
Yeah.
I've got loud people.
No, it's
in
just
house.
That John sends me them every week because we have to do
But you're
thing.
A good girl and you listen back. And I'm that's a good girl. But I was looking at Popsy's beautiful little flowery nose ring. It was so cute. It had like a little flower. Do you know you're not in our club?
No,
Leslie
I know.
And I both have our nose pierced and you're sitting there without it.
No.
Do you feel peer pressured?
Not at all. I have no inclination to get my nose pierced. Nothing.
And
in
Leslie
me.
And I are also in a cold coffee club. When we travel together, we'll always have the cold coffee of an afternoon. Pearl always has it hot.
Oh, yeah. No, you two are like, and you're really rubbing that you're besties.
Yeah. There's been an ongoing thing that me and Pearl always says, Serena, you have a special club. But me and Pearl have a special friendship too because we have a special business.
We work together.
We're like, get stuff done. And me and Serena are just cool cats with nose
piercings.
Right.
That's right. And that's our lives. Yeah. Right? I don't come to the sound check, you see. I just come with
that's
my cool
so
nose.
That's so life. Oh my goodness. Hey, so today is just really a hodgepodge of practical things we wanted to talk about.
It's called Bubble and Squeak, a bit of everything.
Yeah. I thought Bubble and Squeak was sausages, British sausages.
Whatever.
I do want to talk a little more about quinoa because you guys, you know, you THM community, you guys have been going for it and I love it. And how awesome, how much you have embraced quinoa into your life. So have I. The health benefits are showing up.
I just made my husband buy me a big Azure is the food co-op I belong to. And buy a big, 50-pound stack.
Did you go that bulky, did you?
I brought a 50-pound stack of quinoa.
Which color?
I brought 25 pound of white and 25 pound of red.
Man, when you do something, you do it.
I go.
Oh
I
my
go
goodness.
All in.
You see, I would never do that because I bet you it's not pre-rinsed.
Well, why can't you just rinse your own? I brought myself a fine colander now so I can just pour it through there. I don't have to do my other little thing.
Yeah. And someone, you know what? Someone gave me this really good idea on Facebook. I forget your name, you awesome lady, but you told me. I kept saying, because, you know, I post my food on the app. And I kept saying, oh my goodness, I would do quinoa this morning, but I forget to rinse. I forgot to soak. Because the quinoa I buy it from Walmart, you can get it for Publix, whatever. Yeah. It's always pre-rinsed because I don't want to do that step.
Yes.
But then you've taught me to soak because soaking is not rinsing. Soaking goes the extra step. It makes it more digestible.
Yes, it does.
Increases all the vitamins and minerals.
Yes, it does.
And you don't have to soak. I didn't soak for years, but now that I'm soaking, I'm not going back. Soaking.
Yeah.
You know.
You've come up the rung.
Yeah. So I was saying, oh, I would love quinoa this morning, but I haven't soaked overnight. You know how you forget to do things at night? And she's like, Pearl, you don't need to do that. Just put your quinoa in the fridge and your soaked water. So put some ACV in it and water. She said it will last for a full week. Then you just take out how much you want to cook for that day or for that meal. It cooks very quickly and it stays soaking in the fridge. She said she does that all the time.
Yes and no. Don't want to pop your bubble. It is good. But to really get the first initial soak, you need to do it with warm water in an environment that's not cold.
Okay, but then you could do that, shove it in.
Yes, do the first night and then shove it in.
Well, anyway, I haven't done that yet.
It is a great idea. It was a brilliant idea. But to actually get into the most of getting rid of the phytates, mostly has to be a warm environment.
Is it warm? I just do
I always do warm water, very warm, nice and warm.
I just
did
room
hot.
Temperature.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Okay, I'm going to warm it up a bit.
Well, you don't have to warm it up a bit. You just turn your tap on. It's good spring water coming out, right?
Oh, yeah? Spring water.
So, I've been, Pearl, loving to just do a huge pot.
Yeah.
A huge
that's
pot.
What I do.
And then I can take it out for my morning Neapolitan.
Yeah.
If I want.
I have to say something funny about that. You guys have seen our videos, right? Serena and I did this quinoa cook-off for breakfast where I made a breakfast recipe. If you haven't seen it.
Yours was delicious.
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was.
Go on our fan page. It's there, the video, right? It's on YouTube too. So we did this cook-off. And, you know, I'm just used to my recipes winning, Serene, because, you know, my Pearl's chili There's a Pearl's chili and the Serene's chili.
Look at the rear vision Pearl. I'm coming up behind you.
I'm telling you. I have won. My recipe has won like hundreds of first blue ribbon.
She hasn't won it. I'll tell you why she hasn't won it. Because nobody's made mine flipping well.
Because
she
can't too win many
until there's two in the competition.
No. I don't know, but Pete, I've won so many ribbons and I put them on my own chest. My head knows how many ribbons
I've
won.
Are these ribbons in the natural?
They post them like on their Facebook and they're like, Pearl, I won this ribbon because of your chili. And I think to myself, so there,
but
Serene.
Have they tried mine?
No.
No, they haven't. So you can't say it one of the mine.
Just yours didn't win. Okay, but all I'm saying is with this quinoa cook-off, yes. I thought for sure mine would win. I just know it. Pearl wins, right? Well, wrong.
Wrong-o.
People do love mine. They're making mine. But yours is like on every second post when I look through our Facebook. It's like Serene's Neapolitan quinoa has changed my life. I never thought I'd like cottage cheese. I never thought I'd like quinoa. But this combination.
But look how sweet you are. Even though you're calling yourself the Pearl Wins girl.
No, Serene, your recipe is one.
You're still like tooting my horn, which is very scriptural to toot somebody else's horn instead of your own. But no, but so I make the bulk and so it's there if I feel like a Neapolitan breakfast, but it's also there if I'm like, what the heck do I make for dinner?
Mm.
Oh, quinoa salad so quick.
What's your quinoa
salad?
So
I make a bulk quinoa salad. Please. I make it huge. Like, you know, like one of those trays that you take to you may get served at from a wedding that's catered, like one of those big stainless steel chafing dishes.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah. Leslie Pops brought it for us. Well, I think she used our card or whatever, but. Because she was like the frunk for my daughter's wedding.
Yeah, she was the frunk.
And she brought a bunch of chafing
dishes. You know who she means by frunk, everybody? That's from that movie.
Father of the Bride.
Father of the Bride. You know, frunk.
Yeah, the wedding planner. She was my wedding planner because she's just so darn organized and belling everybody. And so she belled it to business. But anyway, so I have this huge.
Martin Short. Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
I think, no. Yes.
Yes, Martin Short was frunk.
Okay.
Yes. And so this huge chafing dish, it's ginormous. And I put a bunch of quinoa on the bottom. Spread it out.
Cooked quinoa.
And then I put quarter of a cup of olive oil in that whole thing.
Yeah, that's so you're still an emo.
Like,
so if people don't have as huge a families as you, they don't have 100 children. So you you're going to get the general idea
And then I do about half a cup of apple cider vinegar and about a quarter of a cup of balsamic vinegar. Yum. Not a reduction, but just a lovely balsamic. Mm-hmm. And then I go to choppy chop. I can do it as simple as possible. Like the simple would be, my new best friends, those cute little tomatoes that are in those little thing that says peel at the top and never put in the fridge. It's cold in there. Those little brands of tomatoes.
Yeah, they're called like, not the sugar bomb ones, right?
I don't know. They're just in this little like plastic little.
Yeah, you put them on your windowsill.
You put them in the windowsill and you peel the top and you pick out from the top.
Yes, I buy them all the
time.
So
vine ripened and so beautiful. I'll cut them in halvesies and put them in there. And I'll put like maybe some artichoke hearts diced up or, some Kalamata olives. I always put capers in my quinoa salad. Why? Because organic capers, so high in quercetin and the quinoa.
So you've got
double twin quercetin.
You've got the top two quercetin foods in the world.
Thank you for saying quercetin. My brain wanted to say quercetin or quercetin.
I don't know which one it is. Quercetin.
Anyway, and I like to get the capers from Costco. You get the organic ones.
And they're nice and salty, so it gives it flavor.
It's so delicious. And then I'll just flavor it up with whatever I darn well want.
So would you call this like a Mediterranean salad?
So that's how. And then I add a little feta.
Yeah.
Because I'm in maintenance mode. So I can add a jolly lot of feta if I want to.
But I tasted it and I said to Serene, she's like, there's a little feta in there, so it's almost crossover. I said, no, there's not enough.
Yeah,
you're still
so it's
an
enough for flavor, right? But that's my simple. Pearl. That's my simple.
Yeah. Do you have that with protein?
That's my simple, but I like to go to town. So my children get a lot of veggies that they don't know. So, and it just bulks it up, So I just choppy, 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 chop some organic celery, a sweet Vidalia onion, choppy, chop small, small.
Okay.
So it's not like you're having to do big crunches in between.
So you could even food process to the fine,
I just like to choppy chop.
Yeah.
With a nice chef's knife that you can really feel professional like you're doing it.
Yeah, but if I didn't want to, I could use
imagine
a food
you're in
processor.
A white coat and doing it all. That's what I do. Imagine myself like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but you love the long work.
And then I've even grated carrot in there. I just really go to town with a lot of good, yummy, choppy vegetables, maybe some rainbow peppers, choppy, chop, chop.
Yeah.
You know, love it. And I love this quinoa salad. Now, listen, that can go with whatever protein I'm making at the night, right?
Yeah.
I don't chuff protein in there because I feel like as it's marinating in the fridge, if it's going on, I don't want tuna and egg roasting it out. If I want to throw a pack of Safe Catch tuna in for my lunch, I will. If I want to have it alongside of like our chicken breast at night, you see, I don't have to worry about the double protein.
So
I keep it simple without protein and I just add a little protein to it.
So it's your bed of your meal.
It's my bed of my meal.
Yeah. And it does have protein, but you are adding more because you want to round
it
out.
Yeah, and I'm in maintenance mode. So I'm crossing over because I reckon for all of those that are you in maintenance mode out there, don't think that crossovers are just a little bit of a here and there. You should have as many crossovers as you can get away with.
Yeah.
And stay in your happy zone, like weight-wise, because you really want to pad your metabolism and just let it party on and just feel really satisfied and happy. Mm-hmm. That's when you can keep your maintenance weight, your goal weight, keep it for life.
Yes. And everybody's different with how many crossovers they have, but I've noticed something. The more that I work on my lean muscle mass, so the more I gain, you know, muscle and...
With weights.
And like I've been doing kettlebells and my workins. I used to just do the bands. And then, when I went through menopause, I kind of ran out of energy and I went to Gentle Fit for a lot of things. Because I thought, well, this is my season, you know. I'm not as strong as I used to be. But then I realized, no, now is when I need to get stronger.
Right. So you're not rolling over like a cockroach and saying I give up?
No, I am saying, power me. Yeah. And, you know, I could never look bulky because of just who I am, but I have increased my weights since I have done that.
Now, just to let people know, don't feel bad if it feels hard to do that if you're postmenopausal and you're not on bioidentical hormones.
Yeah,
because
it is hard.
Having your hormones optimized helps with exercise. It helps with the energy and it helps with the ability
to gain. Optimized my hormones and it became easier. But even if you choose not to, I feel you should go up in weight little by little.
Yes.
Otherwise, your bones lose density.
Right.
And you can break a hip and fall.
Yeah.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
As I have gone up in my weight, Serene, like I swing a 25-pounder now. First started, I only did a band and then I did nothing after that. And then I thought, well, hold on, I'm going to get my body back to lean muscle mass. So I started with a 15-pounder kettlebell, but I'm swinging with you, baby.
No, you don't tell me. You told me you're holding two with your Bulgarian split squats.
Yeah, I am.
That's 50 jolly pounds there.
Yeah.
And then I want to say this. Have you noticed, because when you lift and you exercise and you raise this level of lean tissue, muscle tissue in your body, you can eat more.
Well, that's what I was saying.
I
can eat more crossovers now because I'm in maintenance mode, but I need to.
We both need to. Because if you don't eat right to fuel that kind of workout, you will slow your metabolism down and your weight will not do so well even though you're trying harder.
Yeah,
your body wants it to be easier, a light yoke upon it.
And not everyone on the Trim Healthy journey is, you know, on their way to goal weight. Many of us are there, or we even started Trim Healthy Mama just to be healthy and to maintain our weight. Like last week when we interviewed was it Renee, you know, one of the ladies that are starting a cafe with us, she never had weight to lose.
No.
She came to Trim Healthy Mama to really fuel her body and find food freedom and find a mental way of eating.
So if you were here and that's the reason why you're at Trim Healthy Mama, crossovers are part of the plan.
Yeah.
They're not a backseat, you know, driver. They're actually up in the front seat.
Yes.
They're part of the plan. They're the main part of the plan for the maintenance people. And also, if you don't mind me saying, you know, Pearl, for those who are in the losing weight mode, you should definitely throw in crossovers as a little refuel to your body from time to time.
Yeah, I think from time to time
to
and here
make
and there.
Your weight loss slow enough that it'll be sustainable, because fast weight loss drops. Your metabolism adapts and then it's harder to keep that weight off.
Yes. And you know, if you guys are always tuning into this party and you heard Candace's story from a couple of weeks back, if you didn't, please go.
Little petite, like angel of a Candace.
Yeah. Just a very, a little,
little petite
little
thing.
Trim lady that you'd think would never carry weight in her life. You know, she's lost 100 pounds. But looking back on that, and we didn't even know, it took her 10 years to do it on Trim Healthy Mama.
But you know, and she doesn't even, her weight doesn't even try to say peekaboo.
It doesn't want to come back because it took so long.
That's because her metabolism never had to adapt and slow down.
Yes. And you know what? And she even said crossovers here and there have always been part of her journey.
Yes.
And I think that they're not to be frowned on.
No.
They have their place. You know, when we first started, we're like, well, you don't eat crossovers while you're in weight loss. We sit here and there maybe
now. You see, we're learning on the way too.
We're learning. Yes, S and E, the separation of fuels is what gets rid of that excess adipose tissue. But crossovers then can come in and keep your metabolism revving.
Right, because if you're always kind of like in a situation where your body's looking for excess adipose tissue and it's always looking at your body fat, your body is smart and it has a survival mode in it.
Yeah.
And it's like, hold on, I don't want to get to a place where you know, it looks like there's not enough food in the world, you know, and you're always looking for my special adipose in the bank here to keep you alive. It's going to adapt as a metabolism. Everything's going to slow down. You don't want that because then you'll get halfway into your weight loss journey and everything will slow down and stop.
Yeah.
Totally stop. So that's for another day, another book, really.
It is. So it's going to be a lot in my new book too and in Serene's book. But, you know, these things we're learning, some people say, well, I eat crossovers and I gain. Well, you can use them sparingly. You can use them here and there. And really, it's the way you're doing your crossovers. Because if you're using crossovers that are heavy with pasteurized
like
cream
always
cheese.
Cheeseburger pie.
And
you
cream
know.
And things, they might actually be gaining depending upon your time of life and your season. But if you do crossovers where your crossover, your fat might be more burning fat, like more coconut oil or even a nut butter or something like that.
Like when I'm talking about crossover, for me, it would be like my quinoa salad full of veggies and it's a wonderful slow burning carbohydrate. And then I might make a lamb meatloaf from my grass-fed lamb.
Yeah.
You know, and it might have some whole eggs in it to you know, and I'll put a little bit of the old-fashioned oats to just stick everything together instead of breadcrumbs. But that would be a crossover for me.
Yes.
So it's, it doesn't have cheese in it.
Or you might do a little more olive oil on your salad.
Yeah.
Or, you know, things
or
like...
Or salmon with my sweet potato.
Yeah, and like for my quinoa this morning, you know, I just realized, well, Pearl, you're in maintenance mode. You're very active. You probably could use some more crossovers because me and my husband doesn't like me too skinny anyway. And so, you know, I shoved a full rounded tablespoon of nut butter in there this morning. And it's just fine for me. It's perfect, actually.
Yeah.
So, you know, so that was just a little chat about crossovers. I do want to go back to quinoa, Serene, though.
Yes.
I wanted to tell you something interesting I learned about quinoa just in the last couple of weeks since we did the
Please.
Quinoa potty.
Fill me in.
So, you know, as you and I have been discussing, you do know this, as women get to menopause, that protective estrogen declines.
Yes.
At menopause. And then
it doesn't
have
to stay declined.
No, it doesn't if you optimize, but just let me tell you what happens. And estrogen's very protective for heart attack, for your heart. So before menopause, women have a very, very, very low risk of heart attack. When they go through menopause and lose their estrogen, their heart attack numbers go up to men and actually go beyond men. Isn't that interesting? Yeah. Their body is just not used to the lack of estrogen. Yes. Their heart is no longer protected. Well, another thing happens. Men... especially as men get older, but men, much more than women, get gout. It's a problem with uric acid levels and they rise. Mm. Uric acid, it comes from certain foods, but some bodies just make more of it.
Right.
Well, women, it's very rare for young woman, premenopausal woman, to get gout.
Right.
Their uric acid levels stay low until menopause.
Because the estrogen is
It's the estrogen
protective.
Is the protectors. So then women join men. They never get as much. Now, women do get gout after menopause, but it's less. What happens is their uric acid levels rise to a point above 5.5. You should be below that.
Right.
And they never get to about 7, 7.5, which happens with gout. And gout is like an arthritis where you get pain in your toes and joints and things.
Right. Yeah.
But what happens is it messes with the metabolism. If you have high uric acid in your body.
There's another name for that, purines.
Yes. Well, purines create uric acid.
Okay.
So what happens is your metabolism slows down. You get more insulin resistance. You get higher blood pressure, things like that. But what happens with women? It's so sad. Because many of them never go on to get gout. And I talk about this in my new book, Trim Healthy Wisdom.
Yeah.
They never know they have high uric acid levels.
Right.
And so they're like, so they say, oh man, you know, I'm postmenopause and my whole metabolism has slowed down and so many things have gone wrong and I can't eat. I don't eat nothing and I gain weight.
Right, right.
part of the reason for many of them is this uric acid. Mm-hmm. Well, back to quinoa. Mm. Okay. Now, I optimize my hormones. You know, I'm taking bioidentical estrogen, so I'm probably protected in that way. But if you decide not to, even if you decide to optimize, we still all, as we get older, need to be aware of our uric acid levels because right. as we age, they go up right. generally.
And that's generally because as you age, your hormones aren't optimized. Yes.
Now, you've heard about people say, okay, do tart cherry. Many people, you've heard this. Tart cherry helps gout.
Right.
Well, studies have shown that tart cherries do help flares with gout. They help the flares not be so intense and they prevent the flares. But tart cherries in studies have never shown to actually lower uric acid levels. And they've never shown. Guess what has shown to lower uric acid levels?
Is it our lovely quinoa?
Well, you get around to that. It's quercetin.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So quercetin, they even tell people, take a supplement if you have high uric acid levels. Quercetin will get it down in just 500 milligrams. Well, what is the highest food that we know of in quercetin?
Quinoa.
Yes.
And next best? And
capers.
Capers. So
make serene salad.
No, but listen, if you get sick of the salad, you're like, I'm sick of having the salad. It's left over in my fridge because you make that nice bulk amount. So you're rushing in, you know, you need to have a quick lunch before your next errands. It's right in there. It's delicious. I mean, even young toddlers love it. My toddlers love it. Hey, chuck it in, like cut beautiful red peppers in half or green ones. Stuff it. With that, you can even stuff it with some protein sauce, some chopped up chicken or some whatever. Yeah. And then you've got baked, beautiful stuffed peppers.
Oh, lovely. Yes. Or you can just, you know, you don't always have to have quinoa and capers together because they're both high. You know, I've had quinoa twice today. Mm. I had quinoa for my breakfast in my sweatpants quinoa. That's one on the video, but I did add a tablespoon of almond butter. Then I had it for lunch because my daughter Autumn made this incredible salad. She hates it when I tell her recipes because they're going to go in her anti-inflammatory book. But I'll just
say, you're listening to the party with Serene.
No,
Pearl,
I won't say
Pearl
exactly. But it was the combination because it had its protein in it.
This is the party with Serene.
So Pearl, and delicious.
Get it right. It's P O D D Y.
Oh my goodness! And so edamame is high in folate.
Yes.
Right. Quinoa is also high in folate, but it has those methyl adaptogens in it. So it was like a methylating salad. Boy, it was yummy.
Yum.
Oh, it was so good. And I had, because I wanted to cross over, I had two poached eggs on it.
Oh, there's nothing better than poached eggs.
You told me that.
Quinoa.
Okay, so I was going to have an S helper. So Pearl, you said to me, Pearl, have you ever had poached eggs on quinoa? If you want a good S helper, take half a cup of quinoa versus 3/4 to a cup for E. And just poach two eggs and put it on it. There's nothing like it. So I thought to myself, well, I'll just do that on Autumn Salad Serene. I'd put a half cup in there. It was the best thing I'd ever had.
Oh.
I ate it and then I thought that was so good. So I just went back and had more of your quinoa salad. So I turned it into a crossover, but that's fine.
That's the best.
Oh. Serene, poached eggs on quinoa. And you know, I thought to myself.
You think toast is the perfect complement for a little soft egg? No, the quinoa is like, it absorbs it like a sponge. When you cut open into that poached egg and a little bit of that yellow oozes out.
Poached eggs are so incredible. That's the best way to get the benefits of the choline in the egg.
And protect the yolk of the egg that's so nutritious.
Because you're not exposing it to any charring heat. Like, I do love fried eggs and I used to have them.
Yeah.
But now that I'm so much into just getting all the benefits of foods that I can as my medicine, now I poach them. Because there's no charring of the protein.
And what happens? Poached is the most holy way.
It is the most holy.
But if you want to be like a bit backsliding, I need to backslide with eggs.
Look at Jeremiah.
Because time is all the essence. I know. Sometimes, do you know what my favorite quick eggs are? Is just to throw in a little rabbit trail.
Yeah.
Salsa eggs.
What is it?
You don't need to have as much butter in the pan or anything.
You just put salsa in. And
I just put salsa in the bottom of the pan.
Put
and
the
just
eggs
scramble
on and then,
it up.
Oh, really? You know what I did the other day then?
Or just drop them in like
yes.
that. Yes. Oh,
I know.
That too.
I had tomatoes that were sitting on my windowsill that were about to go off.
Mm.
So there were just two of those medium. They're not the baby ones, but they're not the huge.
The Romies?
No, I don't like. Roma's they're been dry, very furry for me lately.
Yeah.
These were like plum.
Oh, nice.
Two plum tomatoes. Yes. Chopped them up. And they were so bursting with lycopene because they'd sun ripened, you know, on my windowsill. I just put them in the pan and then I thought to myself, I'm just going to kind of poach eggs in here. I don't want to get my eggs. What is it when you expose, there's nothing wrong. You can still do it. But when you expose eggs to.
Shishushka. Is that the
like
beautiful
that.
Way?
But when you expose eggs and they get that brown crisp on them, that's yummy. We all love that. But that's glycating the protein. Right. So yes, it's still fine, but I don't want to do that right now in my life.
Or every day.
I don't want to do that every day. Not that I have eggs every day, but I have them several times a week. So I put, just drop two poached eggs, season the whole thing, put a lid on, and they poached
in the steam.
That's the secret. That's the secret, Pearl.
When you want to poach in a sauce,
yeah,
like a salsa, which I always add a bit of Tabasco to and cayenne pepper to keep, get it really shishuskery.
Yeah.
You let it be with the lid off for a little bit to get the bottom cooked. Then you put the lid on, you see. Because that's the way the top gets totally sealed over and the egg becomes all hard.
And then I put nutritional yeast, salt and pepper on the top. And I put a little hot sauce, put it on my plate.
Avocado?
And then half an avocado. The best meal in the world. The best S meal. And it was such a total pure fats S meal.
Yes.
Like I'm not adding pasteurized cheese. These are the S meals that really shed the weight, people.
Right. And that's the really wonderful crossover ways. You have that and then you add like the quinoa on the side.
Or
some sourdough artisan
or
bread.
Or you can do S helper. And sometimes I do one of your slices of sourdough toast with that.
Yes.
Oh my goodness, so, so good. Food is so exciting to me, even more so lately. I've just never been so thrilled with my food.
I know. Do you know something I'm really thrilled with? And it comes from our vegan days, really. But I just, of course, I'm not vegan now, but I'm bringing it back in just because of the flavor. I love tahini.
I do.
I love tahini.
Tahini, those of you who might not know what it is, I think most of you do, but it's sesame seed butter.
Now, I used to think every time I had to look at tahini, I had to have gobs and gobs. But, you know, I've learnt to have it even in E mode when I do want to have an E.
Yes.
So I'll get a lovely banana after I work out and I just chugged a little yummy whey shake or something. Well, I'll stick a scoop of whey and then an unsweetened milk, or not really, maybe just a quarter of a cup of unsweetened milk, the rest water, a couple of pinches of salt, a couple of dunks of stevia, maybe a bit of vanilla, maybe not. Maybe throw a little bit of Bruges yeast and lower the whey protein a little bit. That is delicious. It's so malty and delicious. Then I'll think, well, I just want to have a carb along here too, you know, after a nice workout. So I have a nice, quite large banana. And I'll have it like where it's ripened enough. Not brown where you want to make a cake out of it, but it's not totally, it's got a little brown spot.
Everybody has their own banana preference.
Okay,
though,
so this is where I like it for the tahini. And I'll chop it up and I'll just dip my fork in the tahini and just drizzle it over the top. Never more than a teaspoon.
No. Yeah. But it's so flavorful.
It makes the banana a dessert. That little flavor of that smoky seed. Creaminess. And then with the sweetness of the banana, I am in heaven. It's like one of my, I just want to work out so I can have that.
It's like, that's like your reward. Yeah.
Yes. Not that I have to work out to get that, but it's usually my after like free of the glycogen in my muscles kind of, snack. Yeah. So
speaking
delicious.
Of, you know, when we were talking this to each other on this morning about when we work out, can I revisit the poached egg thing before I go there though?
Please.
Because I've
seen this as Bubble and Squeaks.
We're allowed to go all over the place. About poached eggs, we once did a video with our lovely Leslie Pops here on the British way to poach an egg.
She is the best.
She's amazing. And when we've gone away with you, Leslie, you've made us poached eggs and they're the best. I mean, I can't compete with them, but I've tried it on my own and you had us boiling the water and swirling
it. Malt vinegar was her secret.
So I kept
Pops
trying
is coming
it.
Over here. She's okay, not she's,
but
be
I got to tell you what happened, Leslie. So I had to find my own way. I'd try and I'd picture myself as Leslie with my wild red hair and stirring the water and malt vinegar and all that, doing it right. And they were flops. They were so terrible, Leslie. I couldn't do it on my own. So now all I do.
Because you don't have red hair. It just didn't work.
I wasn't a Leslie Pop. So now I just boil the water. I take it off. Bring it to rolling. Turn my heat down to low, absolute low, the lowest of lows.
So how much water is in your pot, though?
Well, halfway. Put my two eggs in. Put it back on the heat to put my lid on. 5 minutes, they're done and they're perfect.
Put it back on the heat. What do you mean?
Put it onto the low heat. Put the lid on.
You've already put the low heat on, you said.
No, after I put the eggs on, I put. You see, I take it off and put the eggs in.
Okay, so
quickly
so it's
take
rolling
it off.
When you
it's
put
rolling.
The eggs in.
Yeah.
You crack them in.
Crack them in. And then I don't even look what's happening. I put the lid on, put it back to low. And at the end, it looks like it's terrible and tragedies happen and there's bubbles and white everywhere and then at the bottom are my two perfect little poached eggs.
See, I know that. Have seen it looks like tragedy in there. Have you lost a lot of the white?
No, because the white's still there. It's just all bubble tornado on top. Leslie, what would you like to say
about
that?
I know it's your podcast, Pearl.
Yeah.
But your way just sounded so much more complicated.
Tell us your way
okay,
again.
I'm going to do it real quick. Yes. Maybe some ladies out there with red hair.
Yeah, they won't like my tornado way.
So I think I have a few less steps, but maybe not. So I get like a saucepan, not like a, what do we call it? Like a quart. Yeah.
Well, I use a high cider too, love.
That's fine, but I fill it. It's not halfway. It's with a good amount of water in there, like an inch away from the top.
Ooh.
And then I boil the, I bring the water to a roll and boil. I put a few dashes of malt vinegar. I don't know why. My mom did it growing up.
Yeah, me mom.
No, just do it. I don't know. Yeah, maybe not. Me mom said. You can get malt vinegar anyway. You can get it in Kroger and Publix.
I bought some for this very purpose. Still
and
sitting
then,
there.
Right before, when the water is at a roll and boil and ready to go, you take a little wooden spoon, same wooden spoon that you're probably going to use, and you do a little whirlwind. Yes. You make a little stir, a little tornado, a hurricane, you know, like you swirl the water so that it's
cycling.
It
while it's bubbling. I never turn it down. Yeah. I think I'm always on medium. I don't think I'm high or low. I'm just like.
But it's bubbling. What is
it's
bubbling?
Bubbling. Swirl, swirl, swirl. Crack the egg in. The egg starts swirling and kind of catches all of its. Do you know what I mean? Like catches the white.
There's no tragedy.
And then I am a timer person, so I set my timer with 4 minutes. Yeah. And then I have
a lid on?
No.
No. Ooh,
so
that's under out there.
4 minutes. And then I scoop it out with said wooden spoon. Doesn't have to be like super deep or anything. And then I put it on a paper towel for 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And that 30 seconds is important because then
Popses.
You try Popsis versus mine then, because Popsis, I would do all the stir,
drama
stir cyclone stuff, and my egg would stir into little bits and pieces.
Okay.
Anyway, I love you, Popsy. We're done, and it's a nice shorty.
Good shorty. See you later. Mama.